Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, films, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Good evening. This is Diva JC. My guest today is Andrea Brockfeld, and I will be starting the show with her song, Double Rainbow. Thank you. That was beautiful. And I had a double rainbow over my house about 2 weeks ago. I put the picture on Instagram. So let's bring in Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, hi. How are you? Thank you so much for playing the music, Joan. How is everybody?
Well, I'm here alone. I'm fine.
Right. And you know, the double rainbow actually... I'm sorry?
I said, and my family is fine. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank God, because we're living in very, very crazy times, that's for sure.
Right. So tell me about the double rainbow.
Well, you know, I looked it up. Of course, it's a Joe Beam tune, but I also looked it up on the internet, and they said that the double rainbow, the top part of the rainbow, signifies the spiritual aspect, and the bottom part, the material. And when you see double rainbow, it signifies transformation. So, you know, I actually wanted that to be on the CD cover, but it didn't quite work out that way. But I tried.
Well, I wish I knew, because I would have sent you the picture of my double rainbow.
Yeah,
so
I wish.
What are you doing to fill in the gap from performance?
You know what? It's hard to hear you. I'm trying to move in different places in my house. Maybe it'll get better. What did you ask me? I'm sorry.
What are you doing to fill the gap from not performing?
What am I doing? Well, you know, there's a software program called Jam Kazam. And I've been playing with people on Jam Kazam, you know, staying home in real time. So I've been doing that a lot. And, you know, people are starting to play outside. So on Sundays, there's a jam session in New York. And I've been going there on Sundays. And, you know, I try to work out. I try to do yoga and, you know, make all these different recipes and practice, you know, do some reading. You know, these are tough times. There's no doubt about that, you know.
Well, I don't know, because for me it's not. I'm teaching online, and I retired from music, so I'm not really feeling the crunch the way that everyone else is, you know, in the music business.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm good.
You know, for me, yeah. I mean,
I know that performance is something that you are addicted to, you know. You want to be on the stage in front of people because that's who you are, and that's what you do. But transformation is the key word. We are transforming everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I feel addicted to that per se, but I miss the human contact between, you know, the musicians and myself and, you know, the audience, because it's an energetic thing, and it makes me feel good, you know, that I'm able to give to people, you know, when I'm on stage. But, you know, I'm finding other ways of doing that as well. So, you know, I think this is a very transformative time. I'm just trying to allow it to just be that, be transformative, you know?
Right. So tell us about the CD.
Well, you know, in 2017, I got the I received the New Jazz Works grant from Chamber Music America to create new music. And so that CD, If Not Now When, was the beginnings of my quartet with Bill O'Connell and Jason Tiemann and Harvey S. And the music was very deep and spiritual for me, anyway, and hoping that, that it comes off that way to other people. But it was I don't know if it was as accessible as I wanted it to be to people. And so when I thought about the next project, I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to record Brazilian music, and I thought that would be far more accessible. And so, you know, I went right to the source of Jobim and listened to lots and lots and lots of Jobim tunes. And then Bill and I, because we're kind of co-creators on the project, decided on the tunes that you hear. And then we wrote three tunes together. And I'm happy with the CD, and it's been doing great on the jazz charts. I can't believe it. It's still on the jazz charts. 6 months later, for whatever reason, you know, for whatever reason, and I'm very grateful for that. So I'm very happy with the CD, and I have another project in mind for the next CD. So, you know, I just keep trying to create, you know, that's what makes me happy, is to keep creating.
So why did you send me, the Double Rainbow is one of Jobim's tunes.
Right, yeah.
Okay, did you have any original songs?
Yeah, I had three original songs on the CD. I don't remember the other song that I sent you. what other song did I send, Joan?
Let me go. So, you know, I really feature original music. That is the point. So we might have to do this again.
Oh, well, we could do that. That's fine. I didn't know. It wasn't
yes.
That specific, but I sure can send original music. That's not a problem. I've written a lot of music. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have you back in August with two of the three original pieces. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What is your label? What label are you doing this on?
I put this CD out on Origin Records. They're a company out in Portland, but John Bishop, and he's great. He's really great guy. I'm very happy with him.
Good, good. So do they do the promotion?
They do some promotion, and they do radio. So, but I also hired Lydia Liebman to do the print media, and that was pretty fabulous. She got me a lot of reviews, and they're still coming in. You know, I guess because of these times, people are operating on different timetables. So it's great. You know, it just keeps coming. Very grateful.
Okay, so is she a publicist?
Yes. Yep. Lydia is a publicist. She's Dave Liebman's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
No, the saxophone
okay.
player. Yeah. Yeah.
Is she out of New York?
Lydia's out of New York.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So what do you envision for the future? What do you think the music world is going to look like?
Well, I think that in the summertime, which is now, you know, people are playing more outdoors, and it's easier to do concerts outdoors at this point than indoors. I actually got an email from I don't know how I got on this list, but it was an email from Garth Brooks, and he's doing a national drive-in tour across America. I think that's fabulous. I think that, you know, that would be wonderful to do that. It makes a lot of sense. That's what they're doing in Denmark. You know, people are in their cars, and the musicians are on stage, and they've hooked up with the radio stations. And so the radio stations broadcast into people's cars. That's a great opportunity. I think the other thing that people are starting to do, which makes sense, is to have live streams. I'm going to be going into Smalls on July 26th to play with Santi DiBriano, and we're doing a live stream with no audience. And that works for the moment. You know, whether there's going to be in-person concerts with live audiences, I'm not sure that's going to happen until, you know, they kind of get a handle on the virus and get some kind of, you know, vaccine and tests. I think part of the problem with the tests is that the virus keeps mutating. And so they kind of perfect the test and then it mutates and it doesn't work for it. So I think it's going to be a while. So I'm trying to just adjust to this reality, you know, by just playing outside. You know, that works for me.
Okay, good, good, good. Are you teaching students at all?
No, I'm actually not. I'm not teaching. I didn't have that many students before. And, you know, I'm a retired school teacher. So I kind of did my teaching thing. I mean, I have a couple students, but I haven't given a lesson to them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, Barry Harris doing his workshop almost every Saturday. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There were 337 people at $10 a piece.
Yeah, that's great. Barry's fabulous. Yeah, I used to go to Jazz Interactions. It was an after school jazz program that Joe Newman had put together. Joe Newman and Rigmore Newman at I think it was 77th Street off Columbus or Amsterdam, someplace there. And Barry was teaching there. Yusuf Lateef was teaching there. So it was pretty intense. This was before jazz was in the schools, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I used to go to the Barry's workshop up at the Jazz Forum. You remember that?
Right. Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah, with Mark Morganelli.
It looks like our friend Richard is just getting punched back and forth with this Women in Jazz Festival that he's been trying to do for longer than that, because I moved from Fort Lauderdale in 2013. Now that was 7 years ago, and I was talking to Richard then, before I moved. So it's so interesting that every time he looks like he's going to do it, something horrific happens. He had a heart attack one time, and it's just one thing after the other. It's so difficult to get a toehold for women musicians, you know. There are a few women out there doing great things, but most of the women are all but unseen and unknown. you know, but we keep on doing what we do. So the second magazine is out, Music Woman Magazine, featuring Jeannie Cheatham and Jasmine Gent on the cover.
Great.
Well, really, it's women between 75 and 92. But
wow,
young,
great.
Women here to offset it, right? So I'll make sure to put one in the mail to you on Monday. I missed the mail man today, or maybe tomorrow. Yeah, so we have to do this again with your original tune. But I did love that Double Rainbow. It's a beautiful tune. And I'm going to end the show with Never Let Me Go. I will set up the next show, and it'll be sometime in August, third or fourth week. And then we'll do it again, okay?
Wow, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
All right, and keep me apprised of what's going on.
Okay, I will. And thanks for everybody who's listening. This is live, right?
Yes, but it'll be archived. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So say, Never Let Me Go. All right?
Great. Thank you so much, Jen.
All right.
Yes, you too. Okay.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally.